Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Secure your financial future with Lucraft Super, putting members first since 1978. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mickey. G'day, Janie.
All in attendance, all calling from their homes, well, apart from Dave.
No, I'm here.
Who we make wear a hazmat suit and go into the studio.
Sacrificial.
But we're
You've
ready
been very
to
brave.
He is being, he's been a little trooper.
Thank you.
We are just going to keep coming. We know it's tough out there. Everyone's struggling. But if we can help in any little way by trying to put a smile on your dial, then that's what we're here for. Big show today. We're going to bring you up to speed with all the latest headlines, where we're at, and where the bloody hell we're going in the next week or so.
There's some big stories out, including the NRL postponing play, Olympics postponed. And we're going to talk about that. I was going to say Lee Sales is going to join us at 5 o'clock. So she's going to get through some of the really tough stuff that's going on and affecting all the workers financially and mentally, how everybody's coping. And she has the latest message that she did last night. We'll hear what her message is to Australia.
Okay, we like that. We are going to talk primarily to you, our listening public, from around the grounds. We want to hear what you're going through, what your hardship is, what we can do. It's a crazy new world we're all experiencing for the first time, and we need to know what's going on out there in the electorate. Jane, you may get to the sensitive topic of sex in the age of coronavirus.
I may. There's a lot of things that are on the table or not on the table, including masseuse and sex workers. I'm interested in businesses, whether they're shutting down too, how people are cracking on. What if you just met somebody? How are you dating? What's going on? Could it be the life-saving thing that's helped you that you've got
keys
coronavirus?
In the bowl. Oh, right. Good or bad?
Keys in the bowl. Exactly. Who knows?
Exactly. Is that a thing of the past?
That's true. Now, Mick, you brought this to my attention. Valet Eric Weisberg.
Yes. Well, not a household name, but you know his work on the banjo, the guy who gave us dueling banjos from Deliverance, the greatest banjo track of all time. Or is it? We put it to you, the public. As we, the banjo's a happy instrument, right? It can give us a bit of joy.
It absolutely gives you joy. Mm.
We're going to ask you what your favourite bit of banjo work might be to see if we can lighten the load. We're going to ring one of our friends to see if they're okay.
We're looking after the elderly,
We like did it with Glenn Robbins on Friday,
and
we
rang in.
So it's another friend of the show, but we might just give her a call to see how she's coping and see if there's anything we can do with her or for her. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets.
We will.
So much to get through. But wow, here we are again.
Every
it's day two of this bold experiment from us where we all try and communicate with each other via Zoom. Wow, that can go wrong. Have you seen the footage floating around of the girl on the toilet?
Yeah, I have seen that.
It was very visual, hard to play on the radio. Yeah. But
it is, but we might put it on our
we'll chuck it up
on Instagram,
Kennedy Malloy.
Let's just say the old Brady Bunch photo wall is up, and one girl decides to go to the toilet during the meeting. And it's not so much I'm laughing at her, I'm laughing at the embarrassed looks on everyone else's faces. Who realise she's done wrong. Jane, you've been taking the temperature. What tells you where we're at for you?
All right. Well, if I talk about another house, day two of homeschooling, it seems to be going on all right. There's one thing I'm probably reaching out to a lot of parents about is that we don't know how to do what kids do. That's why they go to school. That's why they have great teachers. They're long days, really, that you have. And there's a lot of food. See, when you send a kid off to school with lunch and you say, see you later, but snack time, there's morning tea. I know kids have got schedules about what they want to eat. And food is a very important part of our life.
Especially every child's life. Well, you've got a particular child who's distressed, is it fair to say? given her lack of choices?
Yes. Yes. Look, I found this actually. A girlfriend, one of the mums sent me this, and thank you, Liu, for sending me this clip, and it's gone viral as well, so it should. This is a little girl from the UK who finds out that one of her favourite food places, McDonald's, has closed down, and closed down, not working at the moment for her. That's not the worst news she's heard. Here she is.
Layla. Yeah? Nando's is closed as well. We love Nando's. And KFC. And McDonald's.
A Chinese place too.
Chinese is closed too.
Oh, a deliveries.
All the deliveries. We've literally got to eat mummy's cooking now. I'm so sorry. Pizza Hut's closed too.
I really want to go now.
I know, so do I.
I feel your pain.
That has absolutely lifted my spirit. And there's the horrifying notion for that poor child that mummy will have to cook for that child.
Mummy's food, no. Now, so what are you doing, Jane? Are you taking lunch orders? You've got all the kids there.
Look, you know I love cooking. You know I love it. I've made banana muffins yesterday before they go up. This morning I made choc chip cookies and was wafting through the house. We've had pancakes for breakfast, Mickey, and... You know, I think it's fair to say the kids aren't distressed by my food.
They're not suffering at all.
No, I was wondering what's in your fridge. What have you been cooking?
I've just made an inventory of everything that's in my fridge. Remember, I don't have a freezer.
It's weird, but yeah.
So, and you're a cook of some renown. You've released five middling to good cookbooks.
They're four, actually. Excellent cookbooks.
They are excellent cookbooks. And they'd come in handy right now, but... I've gone through my inventory to see if you can't come up with something that I can make for dinner tonight. Can I rifle through it?
Okay, give me the list.
Take this down. Vegemite. Right.
Yeah.
Margarine. Three cheese
Who
slices.
Who eats that? Yes.
I don't know how long it's been.
Go on.
It mightn't even be mine. Lasagna. Now it's 3 day old and it's in a foil. Case.
No,
is that
chuck
good?
It. Chuck it.
Why?
3 days old. Where's it from?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No. Good point.
No, get
but
rid of
listen,
it.
No,
what else
that's
have
the
you got?
That's the centerpiece of everything.
Hang on.
Okay, grapes. Grapes. Yeah. I don't know why. One of the boys must like grapes. Mm. Flavored milk. Half a tin of seeded mustard. Two packs of tiny titties.
This is your food.
A can of premiership. Is that roast beef?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What's the use by date?
Well, by month or year. What do you want to
Sorry, that can of beer, what's that?
Yeah,
that's my premiership Richmond premiership Carlton draft commemorative lager.
Well, you better drink that for some last year. Yeah.
No, it's 2017, not 2019.
What do you have that sitting in your fridge for?
Because, Dave, it's special to me, okay?
You don't need to keep it cold, though. You're not going to drink it.
And what else have you got?
That's pretty much it. That's it.
So grapes are sugar bombs, basically. Your milk is strawberry-flavoured milk, which Jamie Oliver would just have a fit about. That's just shippy.
It's for the boys.
Good to know. Okay, so you'd like me to suggest something you could make. Do you have a sandwich maker? Do you have like a toaster?
Have
you got a fry pan? If you've got a fry pan, okay.
Yes,
and you've got white bread, I presume.
I've got white bread, I do.
Okay.
I
didn't think you'd have any multi-grain or anything like that.
And a packet of Peter Stuyvesant.
Yeah, okay. All right, so light up a Stuyvo. Get the stove on. Light up a Stuyvo. Put the pan, the fry pan, on the stove. And just use a bit of your margarine, but can I recommend you get some butter? And just melt that. Make a sandwich, a cheese and Vegemite sandwich, because that
cheese
goes well
Vegemite.
Together.
Yeah. What about, can I have
and
the...
A spread of seeded mustard.
Mm-hmm. And the roast beef?
No, the roast beef, depending on the use by date. If it's still all right, chuck that in. Put it in the pan.
Sounds better than anything I've eaten.
Yeah.
It sounds like the type of meal I have when I come home at 3 a.m.
Well, that's all you're going to get with what's in your fridge, I've got to tell you. Just put it in the pan and toast it.
I thought
it
you were
going to
do something exotic. Or,
well, you've only got those ingredients. So what
well,
expect?
Then what then you about, can sit down and peel a grape. And crumble some tiny teddies on some peeled grapes. Pour over the strawberry milk. And
it's like a crumble. It's like a crumble.
It is. And you could probably pass that off at Vue du Monde for like some fancy dish or a Heston Blumenthal. Yeah. Oh, going back to childhood memory dish.
Yeah,
that's right.
can't I do like a flambé, something with the cheese? You melt the cheese?
You'll burn the kitchen down. And remember that you broke your smoke detector.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Might go in flames.
All right. Well, I'll
look,
have
if
a
anybody
go at
else
that.
Has anything that they don't know what to make and they've got a fridge full of stuff.
That's a good idea.
Give us a call and I'll see if
give
I can come up with
something. Jane will sort you out. In the meantime, you can call us on that or anything else about your predicament.
Yep, exactly.
133353 is the number. Thanks to Lucre of Super.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
And we are right in the middle of it. Jane Kennedy has given me a recipe.
I have. Well, it's basically a toasted sandwich, which I think you live on anyway. So,
do you know how I make a toasted sandwich? When I come home, is I put the toast in the toaster, toast it, then I lay the cheese slices above, across the lid of the toaster. When the toaster pops out, I then put the cheese on top of the toasted bread and eat it. And they go, that's living off the land, baby.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's not really. And it's going to set, as I said, it's going to set your house on fire. Yeah. You need to sort that out.
And that beautiful little girl who burst into tears has said, we're going to play that again later. That's so funny. We're talking about one of the hard things out there if you're self-isolating is what have you got in your fridge? Mm. Jane might be able to help you. Russell's on the line. Russell, what have you got in your fridge?
Mate, I've got a leg of ham, Mick. I've got a leg of ham.
From Christmas?
A leg of ham.
Yeah, from Christmas 2018, and it's cryoed and it's smoked. How do you reckon we'll go with that, Jane?
I reckon you could probably do 6 months tops.
Even if it's cryovac'd. He's cryovac'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came cryovac'd.
Cryo.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So look, I know you can get aged meat. I'm just a bit concerned with the age of that.
It's not going well for you, Russell.
No, it's not.
What else you got, Russell? You got anything else?
Anything else you got in there?
No, not nothing that'll help. No.
No, but have you got anything else in your fridge? Are you right for
you
what
stopped?
You can
Oh, mate, I got extra stuff in my fridge. I've got eggs, tomatoes, bloody Neapolitanas, and Neapolitan. That's the brand of tomato. That's the name, not the fruit.
This has got omelette written all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Russell, you're doing all right? Are you hanging in there by yourself? You're in town.
Oh, mate, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're in good cheer.
Like
where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from New Bina, mate.
Oh, okay. Tasmania.
Yeah, in Tasmania. Oh, yeah,
you,
right.
There you go. Well, good on you, mate. And
we've only got 28 cases of it down here, Mick and Jane, so hopefully we'll get over it pretty bloody quick.
Yes. Well, you sound really happy
optimist,
and chirpy.
I like it, yeah.
There's no goods getting upset about it, is there? Exactly.
Well done, Russell. That's the attitude.
Better chuck the ham out, though, mate.
Yeah, get rid of it.
I'd take that. Matt, what do you want to talk about today?
Good afternoon.
Let's open it up.
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Where are you calling us from?
Jane and Dave. I'm calling from Phillip Island, Mick.
Phillip Island, home of the MotoGP, a great part of the world. And if you're going to be self-isolating, I would have thought that's a fairly rural, beautiful part of the great brown land to be in, yeah?
It is, but I'm self-isolating between two houses because I'm currently moving.
Oh, right.
Okay, so how can you move?
Trying to move house amongst this coronavirus chaos, so yeah.
And how are you doing that? Is there a service you've got or is it all hands on deck?
It's my son, our housemate and myself. We're doing it all ourselves. Can't afford the removalists. So my son and his mate work at Bowen's. So on the weekend we had the Bowen's truck putting all the white goods and everything on and the bedding and all that.
You guys are incredible. Moving house is so hard and I have so much admiration for all, well, it's mostly guys because you've got to lift a lot and it's a really hard gig.
It's a big job.
That's a big job.
It is, and lifting's not great for me because I've got hip replacements and I broke my femur at the end of 2015, which I've had two surgeries on.
Matt. Just Matt. Jeez. Matt, get someone else to do it. I mean,
that's not good.
Matt, can I tell you something else, mate?
In all honesty, mate, the last three times I've moved house, I've deliberately made sure I was interstate when it was happening.
Well, so there I'm was trying absolutely... to say I'm crook, but
yeah.
The boys are
you're a good
work.
Man, mate.
I've been laid off work, so...
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, mate. It's not an unusual story at this time. You, like our previous listeners, seem to be in good spirits, though.
Yes.
I hope it works out. Good on you. You've obviously got good friends and good family around you who will help you out, and that's what it's all about at this particular time, isn't it? All hands
that's
on deck.
It's the loved ones that you've got to stay close to, Mickey. So
that's it.
All good.
Well said, Matty. Good on you. Michelle's
Thanks,
on the
Maddie.
Line.
Hey, Michelle.
Michelle, where are you calling us from? Where are you calling us from?
From Newcastle.
Oh, from awesome. Newcastle, another beautiful part of Australia, one I have a soft spot for.
Yeah, me too.
Tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, thanks to Corona, my daughter is no longer coming into our bed during the middle of the night. She's 9 years old.
Is that a positive?
Is that a nice side effect? It is. So what's she doing? She's sleeping in her own bed?
Yeah, she's just staying in her own bed. She usually just crawls in and crawls all over us during the
night. Why is she staying in her own bed now?
Yeah.
Well, I believe it's the social distancing.
She's social distancing from mum.
In between mum and dad. So, yeah, I think she's got it in her head at school that you're not supposed to be too close because I've gone to give her kisses a couple of times. And she's like,
but you talk about
social distancing.
You talk about your daughter. How is she reacting to it? Because kids, you know, I'm turning the news off so my guys don't even see it because it's pretty confronting. How's she doing and all her friends?
Yeah, no, she's going okay. Like we've actually got this little cool little book that we read to her just to explain it to kids. So she's all right about it. She's not stressing about it, but I think she just, I don't know. And anyway, I think we're having really good night's sleep now.
Yeah, that's a win for you.
There's a silver lining for you.
Yeah.
A win in the age of coronavirus. Yeah. It's not bad. I tell you what, we've got a couple of very good calls.
Yes.
We're going to hear from a professional photographer and a married couple or someone who wants to get married after this break. Keep calling 133353.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
And we are right in the middle of it. Jane Kennedy has given me a recipe.
I have. Well, it's basically a toasted sandwich, which I think you live on anyway, so...
Do you know how I make a toasted sandwich? When I come home, is I put the toast in the toaster, toast it, then I lay the cheese slices across the lid of the toaster. When the toaster pops out, I then put the cheese on top of the toasted bread and eat it. And they go, "That's living off the land, baby."
Yeah, no, it's not really. And it's going to it's going to set your house on fire. Yeah. You need to sort that out.
And that beautiful little girl who burst into tears has said, we're going to play that again later. That's so funny. We're talking about one of the hard things out there if you're self-isolating is what have you got in your fridge? Mm. Jane might be able to help you. Russell's on the line. Russell, what have you got in your fridge?
Mate, I've got a leg of ham, Mick. I've got a leg of ham.
From Christmas?
A leg of ham.
Yeah, from Christmas 2018, and it's cryoed and it's smoked. How do you reckon we'll go with that, Jane?
I reckon you could probably do 6 months tops.
Even if it's cryovac'd. He's cryovac'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came cryovac'd.
Cryo.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So look, I know you can get aged meat. I'm just a bit concerned with the age of that.
It's not going well for you, Russell.
No, it's not.
What else you got, Russell? You got anything else?
Anything else you got in there?
No, not nothing that'll help.
No, but you've got anything else in your fridge? Are you right for what
stopped?
You can
Oh, mate, I got extra stuff in my fridge. I've got eggs, tomatoes, bloody Neapolitanas, and Neapolitanas. That's the brand of tomato. That's the name, not the fruit.
This has got omelette written all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Russell, you're doing all right? Are you hanging in there? By yourself? You're in Tassie.
Oh, mate, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're in good cheer. Like, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from New Bina, mate.
Oh, okay. Tasmania.
Yeah, in Tasmania. Oh, yeah,
you,
right.
There you go. Well, good on you, mate. And
we've only got 28 cases of it down here, Mick and Jane, so hopefully we'll get over it pretty bloody quick.
Yes. Well, you sound like really happy
optimist,
and chirpy.
I like it, yeah.
Well, there's no goods getting upset about it, is there? Exactly.
Well done, Russell. That's the attitude.
Better chuck the ham out, though, mate.
Yeah, get rid of it.
I'd take that. Matt, what do you want to talk about today?
Good afternoon.
Let's open it up.
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Where are you calling us from?
Jane and Dave. I'm calling from Phillip Island, Mick.
Phillip Island, home of the MotoGP, yeah. A great part of the world. And if you're going to be self-isolating, I would have thought that's a fairly rural, beautiful part of the great brown land to be in, yeah?
It is, but I'm self-isolating between two houses because I'm currently moving.
Oh, right.
Okay, so how can you move?
Trying to move house amongst this coronavirus chaos, so yeah.
And how are you doing that? Is there a service you've got or
is it all hands on deck? It's all, yeah, no, it's my son, our housemate and myself. We're doing it all ourselves, can't afford the removalists. So my son and his mate work at Bowen's. So on the weekend we had the Bowen's truck putting all the white goods and everything on and the bedding and all that.
You guys are incredible. Moving house is so hard and I have so much admiration for all, well, it's mostly guys because you've got to lift a lot and it's a really
hard gig.
That's a big job.
It is, and lifting's not great for me because I've got hip replacements and I broke my femur at the end of 2015, which I've had two surgeries on.
Matt. Matt, get someone else to do it.
That's not good.
Matt,
can I tell you something?
In all honesty, mate, the last three times I've moved house, I've deliberately made sure I was interstate when it was happening.
I'm trying to say I'm crook, but...
yeah.
The boys are a good man, mate.
I've been laid off work,
so
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, mate. It's not an unusual story at this time. You, like our previous listeners, seem to be in good spirits, though.
Yes.
I hope it works out. Good on you. You've obviously got good friends and good family around you who'll help you out, and that's what it's all about at this particular time, isn't it? All hands
on
deck.
It's the loved ones that you got to stay close to, Mickey. So
that's it.
All good.
Well said, Matty. Good on you. Michelle's
on the line. Hey,
Michelle, where are you calling us from? Where are you calling us from?
From Newcastle.
Oh, from awesome. Newcastle, another beautiful part of Australia, one I have a soft spot for.
Yeah, me too.
Tell us what's going on in your world.
Well, thanks to Corona, my daughter is no longer coming into our bed during the middle of the night. She's 9 years old.
Is that a positive? Is that a
nice side effect? It is. So what's she doing? She's sleeping in her own bed?
Yeah, she's just staying in her own bed. She usually just crawls in and crawls all over us during the
night. Why is she staying in her own bed now?
Yeah.
Well, I believe it's the social distancing. So she's social distancing from mum.
She and mum and dad.
So, yeah, I think she's got it in her head at school that you're not supposed to be too close because I've gone to give her kisses a couple of times and she's like,
but you talk about social distancing. You talk about your daughter. How is she reacting to it? Because kids, you know, I'm turning the news off so my guys don't even see it because it's pretty confronting. How's she doing and all her friends?
Yeah, no, she's going okay. Like we've actually got this little cool little book that we read to her just to explain it to kids. So she's all right about it. She's not stressing about it, but I think she just, I don't know. And anyway, I think it's we're having really good night's sleep now.
Yeah, that's a win for you.
There's a silver lining for you.
Yeah.
A win in the age of coronavirus. Yeah. It's not bad. I tell you what, we've got a couple of very good calls.
Yes.
We're going to hear from a professional photographer and a married couple or someone who wants to get married after this break. Keep calling 133353.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The AFL season has been postponed until at least May 31.
Our key priority is to do everything possible to keep players, staff and supporters healthy and well through this pandemic.
After weeks of uncertainty, Australian athletes have been informed they won't be going to the Tokyo Olympics this year.
The Australian Olympic Committee unanimously agreed a team could not be assembled in time. The NRL has moved to suspend its season.
There will be a lot of uncertainty amongst our players. The impact of this decision on those who work within rugby league will be significant.
Football Federation Australia has postponed the final rounds of the A-League competition.
As a national competition in almost all parts, it's also played in New Zealand. Mission complicated became mission impossible.
It's very cruel for a country that loves spending so much time outdoors,
yeah.
is so good at outdoor activities, which loves its sport, from surfing to all the ball sports to everything, to not only be sent indoors, but have our finest athletes knocked down in their prime and not be able to apply their craft, and particularly to those who pursue Olympic sports. They get this window once every 4 years to shine. And to think you've been practicing, it is devastating, Jane. And to think you've been, I don't know, looking at the bottom of a pool for 8 hours a day for 4 years in the hope that you can go and represent your country, I cannot imagine how devastated they must be.
I was thinking, Mick, too, you're saying sport on television is something to watch. I don't think you can even play organised sport. Like, you couldn't even do – there can't be bowling, can they? There can't be darts.
I would have thought bowling in particular would be of great danger.
Exactly. What is it that you can...
It's another cruel irony that even when people are isolated, the thing they love the most, they can't even watch.
Yeah.
So
it's taking its toll. Again, it's not life-threatening, I suppose. It's just a real...
It's a bummer.
Not great for your career. Lives are threatened and there are bigger problems. But it's
so
just
the postponement
another.
Of the Olympics is massive.
I think it is.
Japan has spent $20 billion on preparing the games. We know there's going to be an end to this. There has to be.
Yeah.
There will be. But yeah, so
it's not
going to
be in the next 6 months.
No, it's not.
Hey, what we can do though is provide a community hub for all our listeners, and that's what we're trying to do. And we're allowing anyone from all around the country to give us a call and tell us what's going on in their world. Have we got Kurt on the line? Kurt, you're a professional photographer. Can you tell us how this is affecting you?
Afternoon, guys. Yeah, look, it's been quite difficult with the coronavirus and the laws that the government have put in place. We've had 15 weddings cancelled and postponed within the last 14 days.
14 days?
Yeah. Look, as inconvenient as it is, the good thing is it's only a postponement, as we unfortunately some photographers had to are having to give refunds, which being their livelihood and an income, they're basically looking at having to dip into their tax fund, which is obviously available to refund this money.
Yeah.
Hey Kurt, when are these when they're being postponed, are you talking to the brides and how are they coping?
Oh, look, it's been very emotional. They're definitely very emotional, very upset and distraught because they've been building up to their special day.
Of course.
I mean, even simple things to them, such as, you know, I know one couple had printed over $1,500 worth of beer coasters with their date. So obviously those coasters, all that stuff with dates printed on them are no good, and it's money in the toilet for them, unfortunately.
Is there any other way you can ply your trade or can you morph into something else? Is there anything else you can do
Side
at this
hustle.
Stage to stay alive, stay in the hunt?
Look, unfortunately, I mean, the rules and everything have made it so difficult for us. I mean, it's even got to the point where obviously now, you know, state borders are closing. Family can't even get to these couples anyway. So it's made it in near impossible altogether. I mean, the only physical way it could be done is obviously having the social distance rule implied with, you know, only a handful of people. So obviously,
And maybe your photoshopping skills have to be quite extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give that a
good on you, Kurt.
Thanks, we
appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, even Jane, I'm struggling. I don't, you know, I'm finding I'm sending less dick pics these days.
People don't think about that. Think of Mick and his dick pics, everyone. What about the dick pics?
I can't imagine. I tell you what, let's have a listen to someone on the other side of that. And Duncan's on the line. Where are you calling us from, Duncan?
Hobart, mate. How you going, guys?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
So what's your thoughts on married couples at the moment?
Well, I'm just sort of thinking outside the square.
Sure.
So I'm thinking that when this is all over, this might benefit the single people in the world. Because I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of people that work at the moment, couples at work, so they're not together for 8-10 hours every day because they're at work doing their own thing. So they're all going to be isolated 24/7. I can see, I can see things happening, and I'll be quite interested to see if the divorce rate jumps through all this.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And you're going to pounce.
I was just giving you the heads up, Mick.
Hey, Duncan, where are you calling from? Because you sound very happy
He said he's from home.
I'm in Hobart.
You're from Tassie. So there's another happy Tassie person.
And I'm still working.
Oh, well, you've knocked everyone else out.
What's your job, Duncan?
I'm in the building trade, so we're all hoping that everything keeps ticking along, because if we stop, everything's going to stop.
Yeah. Good on you, Duncan. Yeah, thanks for your call.
Have we got Jeff from your...
Yes.
Yeah. G'day, Jeff. Yeah. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Jeff, tell us about yourself.
I'm a taxi owner here in Newcastle. And I reckon our business has dropped off at least 70% up here in Newcastle with all these pubs and clubs being closed down.
We are classed as
an essential service because people have to be able to get around. But we've just received an email off the taxi network saying they are going to defer our base fees for a period of 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
well, that's great news, and that's common sense.
It was good news originally, Mick, but then there was an addendum to that. At the end of 3 months, they are going to look into a way how they can get those base fees back. So at the end of 3 months, I'm going to be hit up with a three-month bill for my base fees.
Are you thinking outside the box? If this is what the situation is, what's your other moves you can make?
Walk away from the industry.
Oh, really?
I'm not financially secure. I've got nothing behind me, but I do own the taxi outright. Mm. So I can put it on hold and save myself $800 a month in base fees and $6,000 a year in a green slip.
Are you any chance to work without going through the base? Is there a way you can freelance
yeah, we,
in this
we
time?
Can, we can, but then you're relying on street pickups.
Ah, right.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know,
and the streets aren't very full.
Yeah.
No, there's not. You can walk down the main street of Newcastle now and fire a shotgun and not injure anybody.
Yeah,
I get it. This is just another story that's typical of the hardship that's going on out there.
We wish you well, Jeff.
We will. We're running late, but I want to take one more call before we do. John, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, g'day, Mick. You're down at Sale, mate.
And how are you going? Are you a little more fortunate than most?
Yeah, I believe so, mate. I'm a cleaner at Gippsland Grammar down here, and even though the students have stopped, we're still cleaning, pretty much deep cleaning now, underneath desks and... few things
so
there,
you can still go to work and this is going to continue into the foreseeable future that you're employed?
Yeah, at this stage, it's a bit of a crystal ball question really, but to be honest, the last thing schools or any institute for that matter is want to lay off cleaners because we're gloved up and we're dealing with the stuff that kills germs at a commercial level and... yeah, absolutely. We need to keep going and wipe every window sill, doorknob, table.
All right. Well, and it's an important job because it involves our children and their health. And when you're done there, I might get you to come around and do my place.
You'll really have to suit up, though, with that when you go really, to mix, though, John.
Yeah, bring your hazmat suit. We'll have a couple of knockoffs, okay?
Can I just add a little footnote to that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. To be honest, I'm right. I love me home brew. I do a stout and a lager, but I do shout myself the odd Brick Lane.
A pale ale coming your way then.
Yes, there's a case of pale coming your way.
Share it with some of the other cleaners, John.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, right, cool. Thanks, Jane. And Dangerous Dave, I'm regular full-on listener and first-time caller, so cheers and good luck.
Love it. Love
call us again, John. Yeah, we'll love to touch base.
Appreciate you ringing through.
There we go. A snapshot of what's going on around the country, the good and the bad. We'll be back with more after this.
Live around Australia. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Townsville's 102.3 Triple M, this is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Lee Sales coming up in the next hour. Banjo songs. Yes. What's your favourite? The banjo brings happiness.
I can't wait. This is going to put a spring in my step. Make me feel happy. There's nothing better than the banjo.
There's a couple of bombshells in there, Jane, let me tell you.
Ones really?
You wouldn't have thought of, but they're there. Okay. And we're going to call a friend of the show in a minute to make sure she's okay. She's in that dangerous zone.
Yes.
And we just need to make sure she's fine. We rang Glenn Robbins the other day. So we just need to, you know, we
check in.
It's a certain time.
It's a time to look after our friends and family. Dale's on the line. Now, Dale, you heard me talking about my method of making toasted sandwiches by putting the toast in the toaster, laying the cheese across the top, waiting until the toast pops, putting the cheese on it, and then eating it. You've got an addition to that.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Well, I thought you were old enough to know better, Mick.
Sorry, mate.
Especially with the 3 a.m. toasties. Come on.
Yeah. Well, 3 a.m. toasties, I had to stop laying it across the top under a knife. That was even one of my friends said, okay,
this
is not going to go well for you.
Yeah. So, Dale, what do you suggest? You sound like you're an ideas man.
Yeah.
Right, this is my Blumenhessethal cheese toasty, and you can spice it up as much as you want. You get to get 2 bits of bread. It's got to be just a 2-slot toaster. You don't want to get ahead of yourself.
Right.
It gets a bit complicated if you get too much ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. All right. So 2-slot toaster, 2 bits of bread, 2 bits of cheese. Put the cheese on both bits of bread. Turn your toaster vertical sideways.
Oh.
And then you can slam your bread with the cheese on top and cook your cheese and your bread at the same time. They both pop out at the same time. The cheese is all melted on both.
Dale, this is
slap
genius.
Them together.
Dale.
If you want to get real kind of fancy, you put a bit of tomato sauce in between the two pieces.
Oh, Dale, you need your own cooking show, mate.
That's unbelievable.
Dale, I've got my own cookbook on the way, Mick.
Right.
Dale, are you married?
Well, you can win Master Chef or
something.
Dale, I'm going to send you a case of my Brick Lane. Would you like the lager or the pale ale?
Lager for sure.
Done.
Lager for you. It'll be perfectly offset the beautiful toasties from the horizontal toasty. That's brilliant, see?
A hint of ketchup.
With a hint of ketchup.
Sorry, tomato sauce. I better say it right.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm going to get a serving suggestion from you. Right, thanks, Dale. Yeah, by the way, Jane, you've given me a great recipe from the items that are in my kitchen.
Yes, which is a big challenge.
Which it is. It was sort of a crumble in the end, wasn't it?
Mm. It was.
But that strawberry milk, you only bought that on Sunday, and that's got about just a lick left in the bottle. That's a lot of flavoured milk
don't
in a short amount of time.
On Lenny.
kind of for
them. But listen, if you've got stuff in your pantry and you don't know how to cook, Jane will tell you how to do it.
I'm here to help you, I promise. It doesn't
have to be
stupid stuff, but you know, could be anything. If you want any ideas, I'm your ideas chick.
Right. She can do it. She can help you out from home. All right.
We're going to check in with one of our favourites.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Where you can listen to us on your smart speaker if you're at home. You can get us through the app as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy. We've got Lee Sales to join us in just a few minutes. Song Whisperer is coming up as well.
Great.
News.
And banjo songs, a big second hour. We're a family here, and we love checking in with everyone around Australia. Mm. And I've had a fascinating hour talking to everyone. But we also have friends of the show who we need to make sure are going okay at the moment too, yeah?
Well, they fall into a certain group of people. A demographic that we feel need a little bit more caring about, perhaps than
it's a high-risk category.
It's a very high-risk category. And we thought we'd go and check in on someone, a friend of ours today.
Shall I start ringing
the number? Yes, can you call, please?
Here we go. We'll ring this person now. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Denise Scott?
Yeah.
Hi.
It's your friends, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy from Kennedy Molloy. We're just checking in to make sure you're okay. Is everything all right? You've got enough shopping?
Are you real?
Aren't you on air? Am I on air?
Yeah. Yes.
I better say we're on air at the moment.
Do you need anything? Can we pick you up something like can we do some shopping or.
Do you need any bread
anything we
or
do
any
to help
milk?
You out?
What are you talking about?
We're just being very, we love you and we care about you.
We
called our friend Glenn Robbins last week because he needs a bit of extra cuddle and we just want to make sure that he's being looked after as well. Is everything okay? That's all we need to know.
So is this saying what, that I'm 85 years old?
Hey, just
listen,
calm down.
We're all at a certain, certainly we're at different times of high risk.
Don't let her care for you.
We love you.
But Mick, look, let's get real here. I mean, you're not that much younger than me.
How dare you? You are. I care for you in the way you care for like an elderly aunt. You know that kind of you go is.
If we weren't live on
air, Mick, shut up. If we weren't live on air, I would be a cussing you.
How's your beautiful partner going there?
My beautiful partner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's at home and he does a class, weekly class, yoga and voice. Yes. And that's now happening online and they're doing whatever the Zoom conference thing. And the noises that came out of his floor office today, I don't know whether he was actually doing yoga. I don't know what.
Denise, are you up with all the technology that everybody's using, this Zoom or Skyping or other areas? You're onto that?
Look, to be honest, I'm not because I like solitude. But John has joined he's got WhatsApp groups going. There's neighbours who we've never seen, heard of. Suddenly we're having contact, giving names, giving recipes. It's quite an extraordinary thing.
It is. Wow. And now are you enjoying this time or not?
Sorry?
Are you enjoying the whole experience of self-isolating?
Look, what can I say? There are parts of it. Parts of it I'm enjoying, but John and I, this morning, for instance, had an argument where he ended up saying, I'm telling you I'm agreeing with the response you gave to my suggestion. I'm saying I don't remember the suggestion. I don't remember my response. What are we arguing about?
You've been isolated for too long. Can I ask, do you have a daughter who's travelling or is isolated? Yes. Or is it a granddaughter? I'm not sure.
Mick, get over it. She's 34.
All right. So, but she's in a pickle, right? What's her situation?
So, Bonnie, my daughter, lives in New York. She teaches at a public school there, teaches art. And she was meant to be coming home on the 5th of April. And she kept ringing me saying, Mum, I'm really scared. I'm not going to get out. And I'm going, hold tight, darling. Don't you worry about it. You'll get out. You know, well, thankfully she didn't listen to me at all. And got an earlier flight out. And so she's in self-isolation.
Yeah.
Around the corner in an Airbnb, getting meals delivered, wine delivered.
And
she doesn't actually even have to see it. You know. Yeah.
That's
all we're trying to offer you as a good friend of ours. We hope you're fine. Is there anyone you'd like to send a cheerio to or say hi? Or
is it nice having contact with people?
No, I've no interest. You seem to think I care about people. You've got the wrong impression of me. I miss seeing you guys. Of course I do.
We can't wait to catch up and we'll have you on the show as soon as hygiene will allow.
As soon as hopefully I live. Because I am in the demographic.
Well, we worry
about
you. That's all we're saying. Good on you, Denise. You're a good
sport.
Love you.
Bye.
Lovely to catch up with you.
I love you too. See ya.
Denise Scott, who's going to join us later in the week, by the way. So she'll be back on the show later in the week. This is Kennedy Molloy. We've got Lee Sales to join us in just a moment. Then the Song Whisperer as well. And $1,000 to spend thanks to Flight Centre too, if you get that right. It's coming up. Kennedy Molloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, and welcome to the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy. We're going to cover a bit of ground yet again. Banjo songs.
What is your favourite? You've been talking
We're going to get to the bottom of it. The man who gave us dueling banjos is no longer with us, but his fine back catalogue of music is What's your favourite banjo tune? We will get to it.
We will. There might be a Club COVID-19 update. Who has joined the Club COVID-19 club?
Cannot wait. The Song Whisperer will be involved. There is a discussion about sex in the age of coronavirus, which we may or may not get to. But in the meantime, let's start at the top with this chick.
Last time we caught up with 7:30's Lee Sales from her very own self-isolated panic room.
I felt very triumphant because I went to the shop and I did not buy toilet rolls and I felt like I was just sticking it to the man and going, I will not be pressured. And I don't want to panic anyone today, but I am coming to you from the bunker under my house.
I can see giant rolls of toilet paper. Right.
Please welcome back to the show, Lee Sales.
Well, g'day, Lee.
Hey there. Can you believe how much things have changed since we last spoke?
Wow. And you're still doing your job. Obviously, in this time, you and your show, 7:30, are specifically an essential service. Can you outline us, before we cover what's happened, what is on the show tonight? What is the latest?
We're just trying to have a look at all aspects of it. I mean, it's such a fast-moving story and it changes so much every day. So there's always so much we're trying to cram in. So, of course, there's the huge lines at Centrelink with people looking for help. Yeah. There's the continuing stuff we're discovering about the boat that docked in Sydney with people being allowed off at a woman's died who was on that boat today.
Yeah. Good God.
I've got the CEO of the Commonwealth Bank, Matt Common, because obviously a lot of people are going to very, very rapidly start experiencing stress with their credit cards and their mortgages and all of that kind of stuff. I must say, actually, in my career, it's the fastest moving story I've ever seen since 9/11. It reminds me a little bit of 9/11 with the constant just wave of things to look at every single day.
And it's a world story, and there's stuff. Italy, I can't get my head around at the moment. It's so sad what's going over there. In the meanwhile, Trump's holding press conferences without his medical experts on board. There's so many elements to this. It's hard to get your head around it. Just in regard to the banks tonight, what do you see the attitude of the banks being? And do you understand they're going to be a little more lenient in these times?
Well, one of the things I want to ask Matt Common, the head of the Commonwealth Bank, is, you know, in recent years, the Banking Royal Commission's shown us that banks haven't always put their customers first and looked after them like they should have. And so that means when you have a situation like this, you're already having people who feel like their trust and their confidence in the banks has been a bit rattled, and they really need the banks to come to their aid and help look after them. So I want to ask him a little bit too about things like, they've got, for example, you can ask for a six-month pause on your mortgage repayments.
Yes.
What about extending that to credit card payments or overdraft or business loans or all the sorts of things that are going to trip people up over the next little while? And also, I think, you know, it could go a lot longer than 6 months too.
Lee, one of the criticisms that I'm reading a lot is about people who are coming back from overseas, they're landing at Australian airports and they're finding that the systems of testing are just non-existent. They're going through Dubai, they're going through other countries, Singapore, where their temperatures are almost taken, they're stopped. It sounds like, with this ship landing and just letting people jump off it, how can this be and why aren't we policing that more?
Yeah, that is completely mystifying. I've heard the stuff about all airports as well. The other thing too, we've just had some more testing kits for coronavirus arrive in Australia, so we'll see testing become more widespread. But in countries like, say, Singapore and South Korea, where the growth in the rate of infection isn't as bad as ours, what they're doing is extensively testing their populations, and when they find people that are infected, even if they have no symptoms, they're immediately locked down, and then they do what's called contact tracing. They check extensively who have you been in contact with, and then they lock those people down as well. Now, that's very labour intensive, but it means you keep a really good lid on the infection spread.
Yep.
Can I ask you generally how you think the government and our state leaders are doing in the face of this predicament, and are they making themselves available to you to talk this through?
They really are making themselves available, as are lots of CEOs, and so that's really good because I think that the population really does want to hear directly from the people in leadership positions. In terms of how the government's handling it, it's mixed. You'd probably expect that given the sort of speed and scale of what's going on. But like, say, for example, with Centrelink, I think it's sort of fairly obvious that you would expect a huge rush of people coming on board there, and that's why we have, you know, a Department of Government Services and a minister for that, is to try to preempt stuff like that and to make sure that it's not a more stressful experience for people than it needs to be. And so that's clearly been one point of failure. I think we've also had a bit of feedback from people, and, you know, we've seen it, I think, around schools, that people have felt a bit confused about the message and should I send my kids to school or not send my kids to school.
Yes.
And so I think that's been a little bit difficult for people, not really knowing what to do, or not knowing, like when they said on Sunday, we're shutting all non-essential businesses, some people weren't sure, is my business essential or non-essential?
Yep, yep. So one part of your work, part of your work is very important, of course, and it's seen as essential, which is being a broadcaster on air. Another part of your life is doing podcasts and live shows, and that part of your life has been shut down, and you're dealing that with, I guess, the same way that we're all doing it on radio.
Yeah, podcasts, we had to cancel a show in Brisbane, and luckily for Annabelle Crabb and I, that's not our main source of income, because your income for things like that just goes to zero immediately. So for people in the performing arts and all of the arts, it's really, really brutal. We did on Friday night a podcast where we were both in our homes. We organised it via an app, and then we broadcast it on Facebook for people. And so it's sort of less than ideal, but people told us they enjoyed it, and it sort of gave them a laugh at the end of a pretty crappy week. So we'll try and keep doing stuff like that to cheer people up a bit.
Lee, keep up the good work. Your show, 7:30, is more important now than it has ever been. For me, it's clear, it's factual, it's non-biased, it's just the guff. I think anyone who wants to be up to speed with the latest on this should watch 7:30 tonight and every night. And thank you, Lee. As we say in times like these, you are as important as health workers and others to keep us informed and let us know what's going on. So keep up the good work.
Thanks very much.
And we look forward to seeing you again tonight.
Thanks, gang.
Lee Sales, 7:30 tonight, ABC. This is Kennedy Molloy. Coming up next, he's here, he's ready to go, the Song Whisperer.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
All right, here we go. Time for the Song Whisperer. We've asked you repeatedly, Song Whisperer, can you keep it up? Yeah. Can you keep it vibrant as a tonic in these tough times? And
sure.
I expect you to come to the table with something bubbly. Go.
What's the synopsis? This is a love song. It's a graphic account of a man who finds himself with a partner who possesses an insatiable and voracious sexual appetite. The man barely survives the initial encounter, but after a period of rest, he is once again an enthusiastic participant in the evening's bedroom frolicking. The song does not feature banjo.
Wow. Rooting in the back of the ute. I'm going to try again. No? Yes?
It is not rooting in the back of the ute.
Is it, do you want to touch me there?
No, it is not that easy.
Is it Big Balls
Dave,
by ACDC?
Come on, Dave.
Not big balls.
Okay, we jump on that.
133353, and tell us what they get, Dave.
Yes, this is awesome.
Prize?
So it's a $1,000 gift card thanks to Flight Centre. So we love Flight Centre, and you know everybody's doing it pretty tough at the moment. So
they're
we remember our buddies
there.
At flightcentre.com.au, and that's your prize. So 133353.
Now, just before we go for
phones
a moment,
have lit up,
I,
by
the
way.
Phones
yep,
have gone
go.
Berserker. Yes. So, but I just think at the very beginning of the show, we're talking about how hard everyone's feeling, how hard done by. And it's affecting everyone. It's affecting the elderly. It's affecting young people. This is a clip that's going around. I put it on my Twitter today about a young girl who was told that McDonald's was no longer opening in the UK.
Yes.
That wasn't the worst news that she had to hear from her mum. Have a listen.
Okay.
Layla?
Yeah?
Nando's is closed as well. We love Nando's. And KFC. And McDonald's.
A Chinese closed.
The Chinese is closed too.
Oh, a deliveries.
All the deliveries. You've literally got to eat mummy's cooking now. I'm so sorry. Pizza Hut's closed too.
I really want to go there.
I know, so do I.
I know.
Oh, I feel her pain. Yeah. I feel her pain.
She really wanted Pizza Hut now.
The phones have gone mad. Do you want to take a caller now, Dave, sure, or are we going to go to the break and bring him back?
Let's have a look. You want to go with Christian, maybe?
All right.
Hey, Christian.
Hello there.
All right, go for it.
I think it's Man-Eater by Hall & Oates.
Man-Eater.
Man, she's a man-eater.
Man-Eater.
Wow. Yeah, we know the song. Oh, here she comes. Look at her. Watch out, boys.
Should chew you up.
It's a very sexual connotation.
It's not Hall & Oates.
No.
It's not, Dave.
Not all right.
All right.
We'll come back and see if we can't sort this out.
133-53.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, young Jay.
This is a love song. It's a graphic account of a man who finds himself with a partner who possesses an insatiable and voracious sexual appetite. The man barely survives the initial encounter, but after a period of rest, he is once again an enthusiastic participant in the evening's bedroom frolicking. The song does not feature banjo.
Just out of interest, where are you self-isolating from? Somewhere deep in the Congo Basin or Patagonia? Yeah. Like, where exactly are you?
I can't reach you.
What's wrong with your line?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm just at home and on the phone. Yeah.
You're on the road.
Phone that I've used a Dettol wipe on it. One of the, my last wipe it down. Right.
We get the idea. Let's get into it. Okay, Song Hunters. Nick's on the line.
We got Nick on the line.
What do you think?
I think hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think it might be Love Me Two Times by The Doors.
Oh. Love me two times, girl. Mick sort of models himself on Jim Morrison, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Nick, I was getting together a Jim Morrison, a Doors tribute band, which just had, all I got was me coming out, no top on, brown leather pants. And I come up to my phone and I go, Mr. Mojo Rising. That's as far as ever got.
Yeah.
Never got any further than that. Yeah. No one ever responded to my ad.
Song Whisperer? What do you think?
Correct.
Oh.
Not correct. Where's the accent from, Nick, just out of interest?
I'm from Yorkshire in England.
I was going to have a punt and say that. Have you rung home? How's your relatives going in that neck of the woods?
I haven't really rung home. I haven't been back for 18 years. I came over as a backpacker and I just stayed here. I love Australia, so there's no point going back.
You, mate.
25 years.
You're ringing from Newcastle.
Yeah,
so you found a good spot. All right, Adam's on the line. Adam, what's your guess?
I think it's Laid by James.
I think you're so pretty.
Good song.
Yeah, it gets a good spin on the M's.
That's a good song.
Is it a graphic account, though, of a man who finds himself with a partner? This sounds quite sweet and romantic. You think you're so pretty.
I think you were from singing to us the song, yeah.
Song Whisperer?
It is not James.
It is.
Sorry, I spoke with an English accent then.
Yeah, you
reason.
Did. All right then.
I think I'm in Yorkshire.
We should get more Slade on the show.
Or Slade. Slade. Yes, we should have Slade, of course. Slade.
Okay, we'll look into that. That's a good idea. Okay. Come on.
Hey, we got Marcus on the line. G'day, Marcus.
Good afternoon. How are we all?
Yeah, really good. This is a guy who finds himself with a partner who possesses an insatiable and voracious sexual appetite. What do you think it is?
I think it's Paul Kelly, What Makes Such a Sweet Guy Turn So Mean.
What makes such a sweet guy turn so mean?
Great song too.
Good song too.
Jeez.
Boy, that's got to go close. I'm about to award it on that confident. Song Whisperer?
Not correct.
Not correct.
No, nope. Mean bastard. Not Paul Kelly.
Nice try, Marcus. Hey, Taz.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you've had a really good think about this. Now, I have not heard this track for a while. Would you like to tell our audience what you think it is?
Look, it's quite a symbolic song of the 80s hair metal days, but I think it's Whitesnake's Still of the Night.
I just want to get close to you, taste your love so sweet. I just want to make love to you.
David Coverdale, Whitesnake.
Whitesnake, bang.
And did you say a hair metal band?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, hair metal from that era.
A big hair, white snake, as featured on the new Triple M ad
that
with
is
the giraffe.
Bruce the giraffe.
Have you seen that lately? What do you reckon, Song Whisperer?
Not white snake.
No,
oh, this
good
is let's hard.
This home. Come on, let's go. Last chance. Craig, what do you got?
Good afternoon, Mick and Jane. How are you going?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, good. What is it?
I think it's You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
She was a fast machine, doesn't start like that. She kept her motor clean.
Yeah.
Wow. Gee, join the dots on that one. That sounds like a voracious sexual appetite of a chick.
Straight back into it.
Made a meal out of me it and came back for more.
Oh, the whisper's up and about.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And?
Correct.
Hey! Craig's got it.
I have to say, right behind you in the queue, there's about another five people who were onto that.
Everyone's ringing out that song.
To you. Are we going to play it? What's he win, Dave?
Yeah, well, you were the first through, Craig, so you've got yourself a $1,000 Flight Centre gift card, so you can holiday here this year thanks to Flight Centre.
When it's open for business.
You've got
to do it. Well done, Flight Centre. They're going to see this out. They're going to be there at the end, Flight Centre.
What a great song, by the way, just on its own. AC/DC. Here it is. You Shook Me All Night Long.
She's winding up.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Across Australia on your smart speaker, whether you're listening to us at home, whether you're self-isolating or at work, this is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Well, we like to acknowledge a sad passing in the world of music. Yesterday it was Kenny Rogers, Chicken Czar. And we gave him a classic send-off. Today, just as traumatic for me, Eric Weisberg.
Mm.
Not ringing a bell, is it? Not a household
not really,
name.
No.
Until I tell you, he was one half of the Dueling Banjos that was... There it is.
So iconic when isn't you hear it? This, isn't it?
It is the iconic, and it's at the top of the tree when it comes to banjo music you recognise. And it really takes off.
It does, doesn't it?
It's... quite amazing.
I just dreamt of being able to play this.
Wouldn't it be so much fun to play the banjo?
It'd be good to just come out and just go, hey, everybody, gather round.
And in these times, too, the banjo could bring so much joy and so much light to the world. He had a good innings. He was 80. He went naturally. He was a folk singer based in New York. Delivered for deliverance, obviously, and
do you know what's funny? The song that kept it from being number one on the Billboard charts was Roberta Flack's "Killing Me Softly."
Really,
this song was
made a very powerful Roberta Flack. But it got us
funny
thinking,
combo,
didn't it? And we've been having fun with this around the office all day. What is your favourite banjo song? 133353. What song can you remember or recall being sparked up, livened up, given a cuddle by the good old-fashioned banjo? Can I start?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I love jazz music from that trad jazz, not your arty-farty stuff.
Okay.
You're down by the riverside kind of stuff.
Okay.
But my favourite version of that, and it's such a great song, is the Sydney Swans club song, which... Oh. I'm going to play a bit now for us,
right,
Dave, and you check out the banjo in this.
It's a thigh slapper, isn't it?
That's a good banjo. Oh. This!
I see a man in a white boater hat.
That's right.
And red and white stripes and his... Yeah, there it is.
But that's a song that has a banjo solo.
Yeah.
That's true.
Many songs have a banjo solo. What about you, Jane Kennedy?
Well, I must say I'm a Doobie Brothers fan, and I know that you
Doobie
share
Brothers
that joy. Yes. Now, this is quite... You've got to listen. Remember, this song has it in the background. Have a listen to it. Listen to the music.
There it is.
There you go.
Oh, they've left
just
it
a chance to
mix.
Play the Doobie Brothers.
Love
but
it
is. I would have thought for sure you were going to go with Mumford & Sons because I've never seen you lose it when he came in.
Marcus Mumford, yeah, that's right.
I love Marcus Mumford. In fact, every song of Mumford & Sons has banjo in it, so I thought it was being greedy.
Jeff's on the line. He's got a good one that I hadn't thought of. Jeff?
Yeah, g'day, Mick and Joe. Growing up, I used to watch Beverly Hillbillies every night and just loved that tune. And
concoct a song that goes with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I
can
like
you
that,
sing
Jeff.
It for us, Jeff? You Sorry? Ready? Here it comes. Sing along. Do you remember the words? Come on, here we go.
There's a story about it. I
can't
remember it.
Hey, Jeff, no.
Here is a story about a man named Jed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was more of a fan of Petticoat Junction. I thought that was a much, much better
That
theme
must have
music.
Had banjo in it too, toot, toot.
Yeah. I bet you it did. Hey, Jeff, Case of Brick Lane coming your way. Lager, my friend. I've got a list in front of me, and I need to some of these and check them out. Someone seeing Led Zeppelin. Gallows Pole. And that can't be true.
Yeah.
No. Where? Sister, there it is.
What a clap.
There it is, baby.
They make everything cool. Hey, what about this,
this
one?
This one. Yeah, I was going to go. Can we go to Andrew first? Because, Dave, this one is one of the most famous banjo song. Banjo plus violin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We got to Andrew. How are you going, Andrew?
Yeah, good, good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. What is this great song that everybody's probably thinking of right now?
Yeah, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yes. Have we, how are we going with that, Dave? I've sprung it on you.
Charlie Daniels Band. On the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. That's got the lot. It's got fiddles and banjos.
Yeah.
Can I do another one?
Yeah, go ahead, Mick.
I've got a song in front of me, and I can't remember it, but if this is true, I'll absolutely lose it. Beatles, All You Need Is Love. Am I hearing that that's got banjo in it? Dave, can you
We
confirm?
Can isolate it. We'll go through the song.
Towards the end of the song, is it? Yeah.
That's towards the end of the song.
I've got one for you, though, just before we go to the break and we take some more calls, but what about this one?
Why are there so many
Kermit Frog
songs about
Right, so you can find that one in a half a second, Dave, but you can't find me All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
All right. Well, we go
Let's
to
take
a break.
Some more calls. Let's go to a break, take some more calls. 133353. We're having fun here. Yes, banjo songs that... Wow.
My dad's made a suggestion. You've got to find George Formby when I'm cleaning windows. Ray Kennedy wants to hear that.
It's ringing a bell. Ringing a bell.
Sounds rude.
All right, we'll take your calls. 133353. More after this.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Phones have gone nuts, by the way. 133353 with banjo songs.
Well, we're Kennedy Malloy at the time of coronavirus, and just occasionally you need to come up for air and do something for yourself that makes you smile. What better than the banjo? We're talking about the passing of Eric Weisberg, died at 80, who was one half of the Dueling Banjos, the most iconic of them all. We've been asking you for your iconic banjo songs. Jane Kennedy, your father has been on the line. What do you want to hear?
He has. Ray Kennedy says George Formby's When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Now I go window cleaning to earn an honest bob. For a nosy Parker, it's an interesting job.
Good on you, Ray.
Now it's of course, job. That might be enough. I'm sure it's a ditty and it ends with something that rhymes with F-U-C-K or something like that.
Well, we played Beverly Hillbillies and I suggested that we were possibly overlooking the theme for Petticoat Junction.
Oh, you want banjo?
Right from the get-go.
Coming right to the train and rolling down the tracks to the junction.
To the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
What else, Jane Kennedy?
Okay, well, it wouldn't be the same if I didn't mention Fleetwood Mac, Dave. And, Say That You Love Me. There it is.
Well, it's faint.
It's faint, but it's there. And
I
also,
like it.
What about bit of Country Road, Take Me Home Country Road by John Denver?
Oh, yeah.
Classic banjo.
That's a good sing-along song.
Right, the banjo breadbasket.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Breadbasket.
That's as good as a guess. We've got Shane on the line. Shane, you want to nominate? And this is, again, Triple M DNA to the heart and core. What is it, buddy?
Oh, yeah, g'day, Mick and Jane and Dangerous Dave. You cannot mention the banjo without Copperhead Road. It's got to be the greatest.
Come back from Copperhead Road.
Steve Earle. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, baby. Listen to that.
Still a great song, isn't it?
I've heard it played on guitar, but it's got to be banjo.
Yeah,
it's not easy to play the banjo, I have to say.
Shane, good for you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, Jason's on
Who's
the line.
Say
what, Jason, what?
What do you want, Jason?
Hello, guys.
Michael, I hate to burst your bubble. Now, I actually think, because George Harrison used to play it, it's not a banjo.
No.
What is it?
It's a sitar.
Yes, it's an Indian banjo.
Well, that's correct, yes.
You are. Why would you ruin my fun, Jason?
Well, I'm sorry, Michael, but it's true.
Facts are facts. You're right.
That's
facts
are
facts. Well done. Give him a slab of Brick Lane. Well done, Jason. Troy's on the line. Troy, what do you want to add?
Yeah, I've got a banjo Thunderstruck from Steve and Seagulls.
I got it. That's a fast banjo, by the way.
That is
fast.
Wow.
Well done, Troy.
I like it.
Thank you
all
very
right, shall we go to Andrew? We've got time for one
Andrew's
more.
Andrew's got a classic, an absolute
Andrew,
classic
what's yours?
That we've overlooked.
Yeah, look, one of my wife's favourite ones is O Susanna.
O Susanna.
Oh, Susanna, the old... We got
oh, I come from
I
Alabama.
Don't think I have. Is that oh, Susanna.
I come from Alabama with a banjo.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Hey. Woo.
All right. Once again,
oh,
Dave.
Please don't play that back
think
ever
I have
again.
This magical big library that I can just... Grab it anytime.
It's squeeze box the Hue. Have you got that? The Who? Squeeze
no,
box?
I don't have
Dave.
That one.
Okay, Taylor Swift, Mean, play it.
Don't Dave. Have it either. All
Best
right.
Box 20?
Well, we might have had, but run out of time. Hey, we're here thanks to Lucre of Super, by the way. We're proud sponsors of Kennedy Malloy.
They are the best in the business, and we thank them for being on our team and on our side, allowing us to communicate to you by sponsoring our show wherever you're
listening. Well, they have to be an essential service, don't they, Mick?
Well, I think they are. I really do believe that they are, and they'll come in handy one day. As you've seen, the carnage that's out there now, how important it is to feel safe and sound when it comes to your finances. And when you retire down the track, you're going to need this mob. Because they're an industry-based super fund. They're the best in the business. You can go in. You can give it to them and let them do it, or you can go in and chat it through with them.
Yeah,
I'll talk you through financial planning, all the bits and pieces that you need to know. They are as good as it gets. So.
A very reassuring time to jump on board.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of advice you want to ask from them. It's thegreatlucriff.com.au.
Good on you, Lucre. Thanks for your time. We love you.
We
good
just want to do a little shout-out to Stuart Cranny's family, a legend of the M's who passed away this morning, 45 years in broadcasting. We're thinking of your family, Stuart. This is Kennedy Malloy. Back tomorrow with Andy Lee.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about your financial future. Let us help you make informed decisions. Lucre Super, an industry super fund with low fees and solid success. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.